Good morning. It's
not
Hank.
Necessarily.
My timing's off.
Sound the bell. Cause here's the good news.
And welcome to a Wednesday edition. Duct tape, baling wire, all making up, and not necessarily the news. My microphone is way too high. Oh, no, it's falling. It's falling.
Okay, we're going to be fine. You know, another right. friend told me she gets the majority of her news from not necessarily the news. So if you feel like Edward R. Murrow,
yeah.
here we are in life. Do you think he had to fix his own mic?
Probably.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for getting your news here. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about Brooks and Dunn and concerned Ronnie Dunn over the weekend. During the encore, he sat down and then he said goodbye to the crowd and walked off. And everybody had obviously seen in the crowd he was fighting through it, through that Saturday night show. An official representative doesn't give us much in a statement saying it was due to lingering vocal issues from recent bouts of illness and, quote, Ronnie wasn't feeling well from being sick.
Okay. But
Saturday night show did go as planned, and it shouldn't affect any other tour dates for Brooks and Dunn, who's going around. He's 71.
Well, didn't he play for a long time as well?
He played the whole show.
Yeah.
And he rallied several times, you could tell, fighting for it, fighting through it. And then finally, by the end, it was just like, okay, I got to go. They played at the Houston Rodeo last month. He was just coming off of COVID and fighting the flu.
Oh, no.
And then now, whatever this crud is. And, of course, late last year, he was sidelined for about 2 months because he had broken his leg skiing. So
that's worse than the quaddemic that we were talking about last winter.
Even worse. Blue Cross Blue Shield dropped Brooks and Dunn, too.
Dang it.
I know. It's everything right now. So go get him, Ronnie. He'll be all right. We're doing good.
So Carrie Underwood is spending her week wrapping up her residency in fabulous Las Vegas, but some folks not too pleased about her popping on stage with some other performers in Sin City. Now, you've probably seen this where I'll be like, hey, they're in town. Why don't we just team up and do a little something, something? You know, one time I got to see Sammy Hagar with Kenny Chesney. Pretty dang cool. Fortunately, some Papa Roach fans are not too happy with seeing Carrie sing along with them. They sounded off on social media after she decided to sing a few tunes, saying that they were very disappointed in the band and she is not cut out for the rock genre. Do not panic. I think Carrie Underwood is going to be just fine.
Have they heard her or seen her wail on like Guns N' Roses stuff?
She's amazing. She can do anything. They're just jealous.
Talk about a mic drop.
Don't be jealous.
Exactly.
Love you, Carrie.
We literally have one right here. Randy Owen, Teddy Gentry of Alabama. They popped on Today with Jenna and Friends on NBC.
The elusive fourth
hour of the Today Show.
Is this the drunken hour?
And they had Olivia Munn, actress, on there. She is married to comedian John Mulaney of, like, SNL fame and the like. But the interesting part about this is this all came together. Their wedding song, John Mulaney and Olivia Munn, was Alabama's I'm in a Hurry and Don't Know Why.
Oh!
So, Alabama said hey about it.
We are thrilled to hear that you and John picked our song, I'm in a Hurry, for your wedding song. We're glad that song means so much to you. It means a lot to us and the group Alabama as well. We hope it continues to inspire you and your family. Remember, all I gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry, don't know why.
That's an interesting song choice for your wedding song.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of Alabama to choose from. I don't know if that's the one I would have picked.
Have you picked out your wedding song?
40-hour week. What? I'm sorry.
So does it ever seem like some big stars are truly from outer space? Well, now they're going to prove it. Katy Perry, Gayle King, a scientist from NASA, Jeff Bezos' fiance, Lauren Sanchez, and one more lady are all headed up on the Blue Origin rocket ship next week. Now, this is Jeff Bezos' little pet project from Amazon, and they are all coming to Texas to prepare. Isn't that exciting? I'll be practicing for a few days next week in Van Horn. The flight goes up on April 14th, and the mission will take just a short 11 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to have exclusive coverage because it's a Texas event on Monday here on the show.
Are you bringing your portable mic?
Boy, if you're not on our Hank Facebook Live today, you're missing a visual plethora of experiences. Mic drops indeed. So you may know there are a couple of documentaries on Firefest back from 2016, 2017. The ill-fated music island tropical destination music festival that never happened. And it was trapped people there. It was absolute calamity. Billy McFarland, the guy that put it all together, was sent to prison for 6 years, served some of that. He got out, and they announced a couple of Thursdays ago Fire Festival 2.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, Playa del Carmen. But that's the second location. The first location over there around Cozumel said, no, you're not doing that here. Playa del Carmen said yesterday, no, you're not doing that here. So he's going to a third location, got some permits.
Is it an island? Please say it's not an island.
I don't know even where this is, but they're only authorized with the permits for a, quote, listening party from midnight to 4 a.m. for 250 people. Tickets for this online, they've sold evidently over $1 million worth. He's at it again. It's the same exact playbook, and he's doing it again. About $1,500 for these packages. He's got over $1 million people signed up.
So what bands do they have?
Nobody.
It's a festival.
They said they were going to announce the lineup, so, and they have nobody. It's the same thing.
Their festival era. Is this where you wear like crocheted shirts and aviator glasses?
Jail. I can't wait for one to come to the
Gulf of America.
Yeah, it's going to be
amazing,
fun.
Wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, we talked the other day about how a lot of kids have been shouting things like chicken jockey in a Minecraft movie.
Oh, chicken jockey.
Is that a thing? Well, now movie theater owners are having to get in on the action and say they know that the chicken jockey is epic.
Yeah.
But please,
it is.
Do not throw popcorn or soft drinks when all of these scenes transpire with Jack Black. Chickens don't like showers, and their staff doesn't either. They're also saying that minors need to be with a grown-up when they see the movie because of all these disruptions.
What, like minors, like Steve?
Chicken jockey!
I mean, really, anyone under the age of 30, I'm guessing?
I mean, we shouted it out, but I didn't throw anything. That popcorn ain't cheap, bro.
No kidding.
Chicken jockey!
They're saying, by the way, People Magazine's Sexiest Man of Why.
Oh.
That'll be announced soon. Could be Jack Black this year.
No.
That's what they're saying. Skibbidi-boo! Also on that front, named a Sports Illustrated Swimsuit digital cover model. That would be TCU's very own Haley Van Lith.
Wow, Haley.
Who just recently led TCU's women's basketball program to the best finish in school history. That's all I got to say about that. And then Spotify has announced that they will be introducing ads for premium users. That's right, ones that pay. So, of course, if you're listening to Spotify right now, you didn't hear this. You're instead paying for commercials.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.